KBMW.
Hey, welcome back. 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. Got a partly cloudy sky. 50 degrees going on here on this Thursday, September 29th. And as promised, got to talk some Wahpeton history with our favorite historian, Jan Engagelin, who's been busy digging.
Well, you know, I kind of get a little light bulb that comes off like, oh, yeah, I don't know much about that one. Let's check that one out.
Have you always had this natural curiosity for history and looking back at history?
No.
Really? That was just something that came on?
I think, you know, I had a chance to slow down from what I was doing previously. And so then it became, yeah, I need something else to perk my interest.
And of course, you know, we've talked about it a lot. Technology has kind of made it easier to find things.
Yes.
And with all the filters going on, you can kind of do that.
Oh, yeah. That's really been a benefit.
And this week, NDSES Homecoming going on. Got the big game on Saturday.
That's right. Yes.
And so you found some football history for us.
Right. I had gotten a picture of the 1910 high school football team.
Okay.
So I'm like, yeah, you know, I really don't know much about this early football stuff. So the colleges across the United States seemed to have football before high schools did because it was an offshoot of rugby.
Sure.
They tried to make it into a American football. It didn't really work so well. I read stories of players who would leave the game with broken backs. And, I mean, it was at a point where Teddy Roosevelt had to, you know, go up and say, hey, I really like this sport. Let's keep this sport, but let's change it.
Right.
Let's make it more safe.
So. Well, and if you look at the uniforms back then, there was nothing to them. This leather helmet and, you know, maybe some shoulder pads. Other than that, you know, and your cleats.
Yeah. Well, when we first started football around here, 1901 was when we had our first high school team.
Mm-hmm.
I think the college had something prior to that. But the high school team had a practice game against the college in 1901. And according to the newspaper, the high school fellows put up a peppy ball for the practice that they had only in a short time. And they shouldn't be afraid to go up against any team of equal weight.
Boy, that's a nice endorsement.
Yeah, so they lost 21-0. But, you know, that was okay. They seemed like they were going to probably be all right.
It's the experience.
Yeah, that's
definitely what they were looking for.
So then in 1903, I found this. The Wahpeton High School defeated Breckenridge High School in a game of football Tuesday in a score of 16-0. Irwin Gillis of the Wahpeton team was seriously injured in the first half of the game, his left leg being badly sprained. During the first half, Wahpeton played very fast ball. The Boozers
here we go.
From over the river allowed the team to make 10 points. So, can you say rivalry?
The border battle going on even back then.
Yeah, the Boozers. Okay. I don't know why they call them that. But
I don't either.
No, but anyway, the scoring was really quite interesting. You know, since it was, you know, an offshoot or a remake of rugby, the scoring was very strange. You would get more points for a field goal than you would for a touchdown.
No kidding.
Yeah, because the field goals were a drop kick, like you would have in rugby, where you drop the ball, hits the ground, comes back up, and then you kick it over. So that was difficult. You know, it was worth...
I think it'd be almost impossible.
It was worth 4 points.
Well, it should be.
Yeah, yeah. And then touchdowns started out to be 3, and then about 1912, they boosted it a little bit more, and then up to 6. But, you know, so the scores were, you know, 33-5. I mean, how do you get 5? You know, is that a field goal?
And a safety, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then you talked about the headgear. So this is a picture of the 1903 team that I got from the museum.
Holy
so,
smokes, this is nice.
So if people want to go check it out, the museum's open today from 1 to 4. But the helmets, you mentioned the helmets, they were just, you know, strips of leather.
Yeah.
And on the inside of it, the part close to the head, was wool.
Okay.
And that's how they could, you know, protect their head a little bit. But you would line up across from another team, and maybe nobody had anything on their head. It was just, you know, so it was a very violent game.
Yeah.
You know, lots and lots of injuries. And
heavy contact.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's a great picture. Again, this from 1903.
And some of them in around 1906 would take their little helmets, because I don't know what you could call them, but that's what they did. They put the helmet on, but then they painted them a different color, perhaps blue or something, so the quarterback could see them.
Okay.
Because everyone kind of looked alike.
Yeah.
You know, nobody in that picture, there's nobody there with a fantastic uniform of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in order to tell each other apart, they, you know.
Unbelievable.
And then they didn't really have a lot of players. I mean, there were 11 people on the field, but mm-hmm. you might have one or two subs.
Uh-huh.
And that was your entire team. So,
there's 14 in this picture.
Yeah. So, yeah. Including the coaches.
Including the coach, yeah.
So if you got hurt, well, you know, you were kind of had one person to, and they would always put in the newspaper, so-and-so, or the name of the person came in for this person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was that was pretty crazy. But you know what? They didn't start mandatory helmet until 1939.
That long they went without the helmets.
Yep.
Wow.
And then you can see a few of the players have shoulder pads.
Mm-hmm. But
right.
not real big. I mean, there's not much padding there.
No, that was their jersey. Mm-hmm. And in the jersey, in the corners where the shoulders are, they had leather again, and they put wool inside the leather and then stitched it right to the shoulder area
okay.
of the uniform. And they did the same thing for the knees. You might see a few of them with a knee on the, you know, a padded knee and a padded thigh. But
mm-hmm.
And around here, cleats, no.
No cleats.
Work boots, yes. So they just wore whatever they wore, you know, and that was how they
ran.
So
leather helmets and work boots.
Yeah.
This was the football uniform of the day.
I know. A mental picture of that is really hard.
Right.
You know, so they weren't, you know, greatly outfitted for this activity.
Well, I don't know how any of them survived.
I know.
Seriously, because, again, so much contact going on and very little padding.
Right, and you might be that bottom person, mm-hmm. as you would be in rugby with everybody on top of
you,
you know. So I think that, you know, some of the safety things evolved, and we probably were the benefits of that because, mm-hmm. you know, you're talking the East Coast, and they let a lot of things go. But in 1910, we had a game against the team from Morris High School. And that's the one where we won 33-5.
Okay.
But they had this little cheer in the paper.
It says, I love these.
The team this year shows great promise and will undoubtedly prove a winner. 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, za. Wahpeton High School, rah, rah, rah.
All right. Love that cheer.
Yeah, so I think we had a pretty good team, you know, but they did a play-by-play of each quarter.
Mm-hmm.
They had the newspaper, like quarter one had all the who did what in it, and then there was a three-minute intermission, and then the next one, you know.
So. Fascinating stuff.
1924, there's also that picture mm-hmm. to be had at the museum. This one's a little better, and you can see not so much of the helmets, but more of the padding.
Okay, and a lot more people on the team, too.
Yes, yeah. So okay. it grew in popularity, I would
right,
say.
Right, right.
Yeah. And we had a good team that year. They don't ever give you the stats,
mm-hmm.
you know, how you rank against other teams, because you played Hankinson and Lidgerwood, and, you know, you didn't play you know, just the Fargo or the Grand Forks.
Sure.
You know, you played whoever you could get. As well,
exactly. Anytime you could get together.
Yeah.
Play. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you had to travel quite a bit. But we had a good team in 24. And the headline for this one is Wahpeton High wins glorious victory and eliminates Fargo from the state race.
Wow.
And Fargo was a defending team, the championship team, for 3 years in a row or something. And so this was a big deal. And we outplayed our upstate rivals. And as the shadows lengthened late Saturday afternoon, the sun's light rays shone with splendid brilliance upon a high school football team that had covered itself with glory on the afternoon's field.
I love that.
Isn't that great?
Love the writing. Good stuff.
Yeah, and again, they say, you know, Peschel did that, and Dutch Hermes, he did this. And, you know, again, the kicking was a huge part of all of these games.
Sure.
You know, but we finally did have a pass and a run.
So, finally managed to get that done,
yes,
which
and
is a good
the
thing.
Balls weren't quite as round.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were not the pig bladder. They were more defined with points. And
right,
so.
Right.
So it added another element to the game. But we had a take on Valley City. Are we okay. running out of time?
Yeah, we got a minute.
Okay. So we took on Valley City, and the winds, the vagrant winds, blasted high school hopes. The local 11 outlucked. They were outlucked by the upstate 11. So we lost to Valley City, and it was the wind.
Mm-hmm.
We scored a touchdown. We kicked, and the wind blew it to the right. Valley City scored in the fourth quarter, and then the wind calmed.
Okay.
And theirs went through. So we lost 7-6.
Oh, man.
I know. What a bummer.
With the weather playing a part.
It did. Yeah.
Huge. Fascinating. I love these photos.
Yeah, they're
and
great.
These are from the museum, you said?
Yes, they
okay.
have. They have them at the museum. One of them has some of the names of the players,
mm-hmm.
Which is good because, you know, a lot of those names we don't really know. But
right.
This is the, you should look at this picture. That's the one that they took before they took the more formal one.
Okay.
Look at the guy on the right side, the left side. I mean, he is ready to play.
He is ready. They all look ready to play.
Yeah.
They got that killer instinct in
yeah.
their eyes. I can see that already. Wow.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. It was fun.
Janet, thank you so much for finding that for us. Appreciate it. And going to be back next Thursday if you can find something.
If I can find something.
Okay.
Last week was pretty busy. Yeah. We had the alumni induction, so it was busy. But we'll see.
All right. Well, you keep digging and let me know.
Okay.
Always a pleasure to have you in here. Janet Gageland talking Wahpeton history here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
From early morning to the last thing before bed, light powers your day. And every time you turn on a light, it's a chance to save. Choose LED bulbs. You'll use 75% less energy, and because they last so long, you may never have to change them again. Whether it's bright light for the bathroom or a soft, warm touch in the family room, LEDs do it all. See how Ottertail Power Company can help you save at otpco.com/LED. LED lighting, the smart way to light your life.
It's not too early to start talking about it. Not too early at all. The countdown has started. Yeah, we'll be talking about it.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It